Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Supportive Affirmations. You know, life's a bit like that roller coaster at the amusement park, full of twists, turns, ups, and downs. Sometimes you're soaring high, feeling invincible, and other times, you're plummeting down into the pits of uncertainty. It's those plunges that can really test our resilience, that inner strength that helps us bounce back from setbacks. And guess what? Today we're diving headfirst into building that mental muscle, because trust me, it's a superpower worth cultivating. So many of us, myself included, have faced moments where we felt like giving up, overwhelmed by challenges or disappointments. Ever felt like you were drowning in a sea of stress? You know that feeling when everything seems to be piling up and you just want to pull the covers over your head and hide? That's where resilience comes in. It's about picking yourself up after those falls, dusting off the metaphorical dirt, and getting back in the game. It's not about being tough or ignoring your feelings, it's about acknowledging them, learning from them, and ultimately becoming stronger because of them. Here are 5 key things to remember when building your resilience toolkit. First, accept that setbacks are a part of life. Think of them as detours, not dead ends. Every failure, every obstacle, is an opportunity for growth. It's like learning to ride a bike, you're going to fall a few times before you master it. The key is to view those stumbles as valuable lessons rather than crushing defeats. Remember, even the most successful people have faced countless setbacks. Think of J.K. Rowling, her first Harry Potter book was rejected by numerous publishers before finding its magical home. Second, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially during tough times. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a good friend going through a rough patch. Offer words of encouragement and understanding instead of harsh criticism. Remember, you're human, and it's okay to not be perfect all the time. Treat yourself with the same kindness and support that you would offer to someone you love. Third, focus on what you can control. We can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control our reactions and choices. Instead of dwelling on things outside your sphere of influence, channel your energy into taking positive action. Fourth, build a strong support system. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, encourage you, and believe in you. Those genuine connections are invaluable when facing challenges. Remember, you don't have to go through it alone. Sharing your struggles with trusted friends or family members can lighten the load and provide much-needed perspective. Finally, celebrate your successes, big and small. It's important to acknowledge your accomplishments and give yourself credit for your hard work. Those wins, no matter how seemingly insignificant, fuel your resilience and remind you of your capabilities. Think about a time when you faced a tough challenge. Maybe it was a difficult project at work, a personal setback, or even just a particularly stressful day. How did you handle it? Did you allow yourself to feel overwhelmed, or did you find ways to cope and move forward? Remember that resilience is not a fixed trait. It's a skill that we can develop and strengthen over time. Here's a real-life example. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work, and you realize just hours before that you've left out a crucial part of your research. Panic might set in, your heart starts racing, you feel butterflies in your stomach, and doubts creep into your mind. But instead of letting those negative thoughts consume you, imagine taking a deep breath, reminding yourself that this is a temporary setback, and focusing on what you can still control. Delivering the best presentation possible with the information you have. You might even turn the situation into an opportunity to demonstrate your quick thinking and adaptability by improvising a solution or asking for clarification from colleagues. This kind of mental shift, from seeing the challenge as insurmountable to finding ways to navigate it, is the essence of resilience. So, remember these key takeaways. Accept setbacks as part of the journey, practice self-compassion, focus on what you can control, build your support system, and celebrate your wins along the way. This is not a race, it's a marathon. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing those resilience muscles, and remember that every step forward, no matter how small, is a victory. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode. What resonates most with you? What are some strategies that have helped you build resilience in the face of adversity? Leave a comment below or send me a message. Let's keep the conversation going and inspire each other on this journey. Until next time, remember, you got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.